Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, along with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're back for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com/CourseMastery. Also, you can find us on our website, truthought.org. We're going to be talking about lesson 344 today. Today, I learned the law of love, that what I give my brother is my gift to me. And so, before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath.
Today, I learned the law of love, that what I give my brother is my gift to me. This is your law, my Father, not my own. I have not understood what giving means and thought to save what I desired for myself alone. And as I looked upon the treasure that I thought I had, I found an empty place where nothing ever was or is or will be. Who can share a dream? And what can an illusion offer me? Yet he whom I forgive will give me gifts beyond the worth of anything on earth. Let my forgiven brothers fill my store with heaven's treasures, which alone are real. Thus is the law of love fulfilled, and thus your child arises and returns to you.
How near we are to one another as we go to God. How near is He to us? How close the ending of the dream of sin and the redemption of the Son of God. Today, I learned the law of love, that what I give my brother is my gift to me. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath again. What we're referring to here, the gift, is the law of love, and the gift itself is love. But here in this dimension, in the world of form, what we don't easily recognize is that we're always giving, even if what we're giving is fear. And when we project that onto the world, onto our brothers and sisters or events or whatever's going on, we're actually reinforcing it in ourselves. We were having a discussion this morning about the idea that, if you're worried about something or if you're fearful for somebody, and where it comes home for me is, with one of the best examples is children. If you won't let your child live their life, you won't let them go outside because you're afraid for them, or you're afraid for them to go to school, that something might happen, or, in other words, what you're seeing for them is calamity, and what you're seeing for them is pain and suffering. You're literally painting that forecast for them, and every thought you have, No, there are no thoughts that are neutral. Thoughts are things. And so it's actually an attack. And we don't think of it that way. So not only are we attacking ourselves with our own projection of fear, we're attacking our loved ones. And we do it quite regularly. Somebody says, well, I'm going to go to, take a trip, and I'll be gone. I'm going 500 miles away or whatever. And you say, oh, well, be careful. What are you seeing? Ask yourself, what is the gift that you're giving? When you say to somebody, be careful, can you not see that that is a conditioned response of fear, right? Well, I certainly couldn't see it for most of my life. I thought, oh, that's what we're supposed to say. We're supposed to be worried about people. I'm supposed to worry about my children, et cetera, et cetera. But what we fail to recognize until we finally get an opportunity to be educated and awakened by truth is that what we're doing is predicting and adding to a future of calamity and pain and suffering.
Mm.
So when people tell me they're taking trips now, what I tell them is I turn within and I go, oh, I see a wonderful trip for you.
Mm.
I see a beautiful journey for you.
Like that.
You know, because I get to hold an image for them. And if they're holding that image, because I've given them that gift, it's a gift I give myself, of course, but also a gift I give them. It heightens their anticipation of their experience. Because when we go somewhere, we travel somewhere, sometimes we also have a sense of fear. Oh, well, I hope my car runs okay, or I hope, you know, I don't have any problems, or, you know, whatever. We have those thoughts. So we need to be telling ourselves, I see a safe journey. I see a beautiful journey. I see a gift of a wonderful experience and happiness and joy. I see a safe return.
Mm.
So let's see a safe return for all of us, ourselves and our brothers and sisters today, a return to love, a safe return to love, because we are well on our way through the work we're doing here as Mighty Companions in True Thought Ministry and A Course in Miracles. It's a blessing. It's a beautiful blessing.
Mm. As is your blessing, as you see the goodness of the blessing of somebody's trip when they go. I love that. That's really great. And I love the idea of love's law, the way love works, you know, the way things work. And this is in the context of what is a miracle. And it says, you know, a miracle is a correction. It looks upon, it does not create anything really, no change at all. It's kind of like what we were talking about yesterday, that it's all already given, the wholeness is already there. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. And so it reminds me of the beginning of, you know, what is love's law? It's that love is only real and nothing unreal exists. And so the gift that we give is the reminder to one another that that only love is real. And that as I give that gift, that is the gift I get to keep, and it expands, and that's how we extend. I love the line in the prayer where it says, who can share a dream? Who can share a dream? And what can an illusion offer me? I mean, I know I've tried to share the dreams I've had at night when I've been sleeping. It's so hard to articulate, you know, because they're so malleable and not, they're otherworldly, and they don't follow the laws of our waking world. And, you know, so who can share a dream? And, you know, that's what we're trying to do. No wonder why we feel alone or frustrated with our brother or sister. We're trying to connect with them in the dream instead of in love. And so I happened to read this morning in chapter 22, and I just totally love this. It says, no two can look on sin together. So it's kind of like say, no two can look on a dream together, for they could never see it in the same place and time. Sin is a strictly individual perception seen in the other, yet believed by each other to be within himself. So I think I see it out there, but I'm really believing it's within me. And I'm sitting next to you thinking I'm looking upon sin and trying to share the dream with you, and I really can't. We cannot connect. We cannot connect with one another in the dream truly. And so I feel as if this lesson, how near we are one to another, but we're sitting in a dream trying to see the dream instead of trying to see past the dream to love and to love's law.
Yeah, everything is symbolic of separation in the dream. So we can't share anything really.
But what I give is the gift to me, and what we can share is love. Right.
And we do that in mind.
And we get to that love through forgiveness.
Through forgiveness, through joining in mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And then as we do so, it fills my store with heaven's treasures, which alone are real. That's what's real. Thus is the law of love fulfilled. So we get to believe we're in this dream together, and we get to learn the law of love, and we do that through forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And then as we do that, we receive that, and it fills our storehouse with that which is real. And thus we rise and we return home. Mm-hmm. And so we don't do this alone. How near is he to us? How near is God to us? How close the ending of the dream of sin and the redemption of the child of God?
It's an instant away, which is, of course, the holy instant. You know, yeah. We turn away from the world. We turn within. That's why meditation is so wonderful and so important as a part of our practice. We turn within, and then we join with our brothers and sisters in mind, where we really can share love. Because when we turn within and go to that dimension, we're in the dimension of world, of heaven, of love. And we join with them there. And we really are joined there, and we really do share there.
So we practice a generosity if we think that we're lacking, you know, in any capacity. If we think that we're, you know, lacking love, or we're lacking companionship, or we're lacking resources, or anywhere where we walk forth this day giving that which we think that we were hoarding for ourselves or needed for ourselves. And as we give that, it's the gift that we receive.
That's right.
And so if I'm feeling unforgiven, I forgive. If I'm feeling, you know, separate, I reach out. Mm. And then that's how we connect with one another. Today, I learned the law of love, that what I give my brother and my sister is my gift to me.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. Stay the course. We will be back. We love you. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountain. I send my love over the sea. I send